This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the accident that happened in Prayagraj Mahakumbh is extremely sad in a social media post. Mr. Modi expressed condolences to the devotees who lost their loved ones in the accident. He wished speedy recovery to the injured. Mr. Modi said the local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way. The Prime Minister said he has spoken to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and he is constantly in touch with the state government. The Prime Minister is continuously monitoring the situation in Prayagraj Mahakumbh where the Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan is underway. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said Mr. Modi spoke to him multiple times to inquire about the situation. He said some devotees were seriously injured while crossing the barricades on Akhada Marg between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the night. The Chief Minister said they were immediately taken to the hospital and are undergoing treatment.
प्रयागराज में हालात वर्तमान में नियंत्रण में हैं, लेकिन भीड़ का दबाव बहुत बना हुआ है. अखाड़ा परिषद से जुड़े हुए पदाधिकारियों के साथ मैंने स्वयं भी बातचीत की है. संगम नोच पर, अखाड़ा मार्ग पर, नागवासुकी मार्ग पर लगातार दबाव बना हुआ है और वहां पर उन श्रद्धालुजनों की सुविधा के लिए भी हर प्रकार की वहां पर प्रशासन पूरी मुस्तैदी के साथ लगा हुआ है. और इसीलिए मेरी अपील है पूरे प्रदेशवासियों से, पूरे देशवासियों से और सभी श्रद्धालुओं से भी, सभी पूज्य संतों से भी कि अफवाह पर कोई ध्यान न दे, संयम से काम ले.
The Chief Minister said Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Health Minister and BJP President JP Nadda and Governor Anandiben Patel spoke to him and took stock of the situation. Yogi Adityanath said there is a huge crowd of devotees at Prayagraj Mahakumbh and around 8 to 10 crore devotees are present. He appealed to people to take bath at their nearest ghat and urged people not to pay attention to rumours. As part of Republic Day celebrations, Beating the Retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year in the Beating the Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the ceremony. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched its new generation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. Geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle GSLV-F15 carrying the NVS-02 lifted off at 6:23 a.m. this morning. This launch marks a remarkable milestone for ISRO, commemorating the 100th launch from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. ISRO's premier rocket, GSLV-F15, placed the NVS-02 satellite in the precise geosynchronous transfer orbit. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at Kartar Nagar in Shahdara Assembly constituency today. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma will address public gatherings in Uttam Nagar and Karol Bagh, while Union Minister Manohar Lal Khattar is scheduled to hold public meetings in Moti Nagar, Arkepuram and Mehroli. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur legislative assemblies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold mega road show in Rajouri Garden, Tilak Nagar and Vikaspuri. India has rejected a Canadian report claiming alleged activities related to purported interference in Canada. The Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the allegations, asserting that it is, in fact, Canada that has been consistently interfering in India's internal affairs. In Tata Steel Chess Tournament, World Chess Champion Gukesh Dhammaraju emerged as the sole leader in the Masters standings after securing a round 9 victory in Vikanzi in the Netherlands. Gukesh defeated compatriot Leon Luke Mendonca with the white pieces in a 43-move game, bringing his tally to 6.5 points and claiming the top spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.